Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
We want to talk about a different kind of transport, the one with two wheels and sometimes a bell on the front handlebars. The Cape Epic is happening. It's the 2021 APSA Cape Epic. It is finally here. 8 days of rugged, scenic, uncharted territories, over 600 kilometers of cycling. It is the race that measures all, from the bank that banks on you to conquer it all. And Liesel van der Westhuizen has all the backbreaking and bone-rattling updates you want up next.
The 2021 ABSA Cape Epic Update. All the non-stop cycling action as it happens on Cape Talk.
And if it is 30 degrees and quite uncomfortably warm in Cape Town, I can only imagine what it must be like out in the Sarensburg Ceres area. Liesel van der Westhuizen, good afternoon. Just how hot is it there today?
I'm laughing, Pippa, because they say it's 35 according to the weather update, but I can tell you now it's 38 in the race village at Sarensburg. That's not what the riders are experiencing, because they are going up the Bone Trail, Three Gorges and Fantasy Pass, then to the Land Rover technical terrain of Assegaibos, and it's going to be at least 40 degrees. So we are expecting hot conditions, and you know when you're out in this area, 40 degrees feels much hotter than what we feel it in Cape Town.
Because there's no sea breeze to take the edge off. Liesel, 40 degrees of heat, 2,100 meters of climbing and 91 kilometers of distance to cover today. As you said, some really tough technical terrain sections on day three. It's a really, really challenge. I mean, every day at the Cape Epic is a challenge, but this one's a doozy, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Pippa. And the team from the APSA Cape Epic have got a whole mitigation plan in place. With a day like today when it gets too hot, or days when it gets too cold, they've got extra ice on hand. They've got air cons. They've got it all. They turn it around in a moment's notice. So whatever happens in the race village weather-wise, and we know the Cape weather can change at a moment's notice, the team can pull it all around and get it ready. So I know all the water points are fully stocked. Our back riders, which are our amateurs, our weekend warriors, and our everyday athletes like you and I who are tackling this event, they are out there for a long time, but they are going to be fully hydrated when they get to those water points.
Well, thank goodness for that. But Liesel, what about the front runners? They're probably finished already. I know Matt Beers and Jordan Saru of Team 91 Songo owned day one and day two. They won both of the first two stages. Could they keep the dream going today?
No, they couldn't. They just barely managed to hang on, with Jordan Saru collapsing just on the finish line.
Sure.
He was finished. He said he was so dehydrated, so hot, so heated. But Matt Beers said of his partner in the interview that I did with them earlier on for the Cape Epic's live prologue on their YouTube channel. He said his partner rode really well. They just managed to come in fourth today in the men's overall. But I think their standings still hold. And you know what? It's only stage three. They are definitely, I can see, we're going to expect great things from them. And as they say, you take the day by day.
Yeah. So who did win the stage today in the men's race?
In the men's race, it was the team from Canyon North Wave, and we were expecting that team to do well, because that steep climb at the end is where the team from Andreas Sørvold and Martin just really bring out the best. They definitely know how to ride out there, and they are current marathon world champions. And when I say marathon, I mean marathon in mountain biking and not running.
Yeah.
And they definitely knew how to just manage those terrains and make it to the lead spot.
Okay, so that's Team Canyon North Wave owning the third stage, although Team 91 Songo is still in the overall lead. What about in the women's race, Liesel? Sina and Laura still out there in the front.
Sina and Laura from 91 Songo Specialized have just been leaders of the pack. This is an absolute incredible duo. They're newbies to the APSA Cape Epic, newbies to these heated conditions, yet they are bringing their absolute best, and they're really putting on the paces. We saw Team Faces, CST, Mariska Strauss and Candice Lill, that hailed from Cape Town. They came in third, and then our very own Robin de Groot teamed up with Swiss Ariane Lutti, and they came in second today. They're definitely holding on, and Robin said she had a tough day today on the climb, but she says she has one of those days, and then tomorrow she comes back stronger, and her teammates pulled her through today.
Just one last thing before we let you go, Liesel. As much as we're excited about what's happening with the elite athletes at the very front of the pack, of course this is a race that has so many amazing stories further back in the pack, and today I want you to tell us more about the Exxaro Special Journey, please.
Now, the Exxaro Special Jersey is for mountain biking academy riders, young, coming from historically disadvantaged areas, and they get a chance to be part of the race and experience the race. And then, of course, they ride for what is called the Exxaro Special Jersey. And this team who wins this jersey overall gets 50,000 rand from Exxaro to spend on education. Mm. They also get a Curo scholarship from grade 1 to grade 12 for the winners, each because you're a pair when you race this event, and the winners can nominate family members to take part in this life-changing scholarship. But I have to just highlight Team BMT from Stellenbosch, Luanda and Lorenzo. They won the 2019 Wines to Wales Exxaro jersey, and Lorenzo gave Luanda his Curo sponsorship for Luanda's twins so that they both could attend Curo school. I mean, goosebumps. Isn't that a feel-good goosebump moment? And those are the stories that you're hearing that come out of the race. It's not just about the elite. There's all these feel-good stories. So keep an eye out on Luanda and Lorenzo. You'll be able to see their story on the Cape Epic Facebook page as well.
Amazing. Liesl, thank you so much for the hard work you're doing, keeping us up to date with what's going on out there. And please remember to keep drinking water through the afternoon. I know your day is far from over and it's going to be a very hot afternoon. So good luck to you.
Thanks, Pippa.
Great to chat to you. Liesl van der Veste is on the line there from stage 3 of the Absa Cape Epic. And that Absa Cape Epic crossing was brought to you by Absa Corporate and Investment Banking. The bravery to imagine and the will to get things done. That's Africanacity.